Starting in progress.
How are you?
I'm very good on this lovely sunny Sunday.
Cool. Do you notice I'm wearing an Artemis top to go with one of the
Oh,
films that we've got?
I like
Yeah,
it.
Spaceman is one of the films that we're reviewing, won't it,
We
today?
will be. We will be. Ah, what an interesting film that was. So I. Anyway, we'll get on to that. I haven't seen that much. Normally we kick off, don't
No,
we, what we've seen, but
we
unless
do, we
something
do. It's
pops
been very
up.
busy, very, very busy recently. And actually, on busyness, I'm very stiff today because I played in a six-a-side women's tournament on Friday called Copa del Cial, which is for cure leukemia. And I don't play football, but I went in goal thinking I've watched my son loads of times playing goal. And I had to really fulfill what I had been telling him to do for the last few years. Gotta be the loudest kid on the pitch. And yeah, I was bold. I got in there, saved some. And we had a pro on each of our, a former pro on each of our teams. So it was a corporate event as well. So charity and corporate event. And yeah, we had Frankie Brown, who was a former defender for Scotland. And I saved a couple of, get me, I saved a couple of Liverpool strikers' shots. So
Who were they?
don't ask me that. I'm going to look them up. But
You can't say that
I
and not tell me who
have a list. There's a long list. And we also had Rachel Daly, current Lioness, joined us for dinner.
they are. Wow.
Yeah, and we had a couple of Sky Sports, ITV Sports commentators there, and yeah, and former England goalkeeper, obviously not Mary Earps, but I think one of them, the ladies before her, she's American, but she played for England, so she must have some an English passport somewhere or links to England somewhere. Yeah, so it was really good, really enjoyed it, but I am still feeling it 2 days. So yeah, and we
Hurling.
raised lots of money as well. We've raised over 3.5 grand for cure leukemia, and we're gonna try and get that matched as well through our company. So seven
Oh,
grand.
great effort, great effort.
So I've been busy, not necessarily training, just been busy with work and that kind of thing, really. So yes, the only film I've watched is with the kids. Is Orion and the Dark, which is on Netflix. It's an animation. My boys wanted to watch it. I know they're nearly teenagers now, because this could be for younger ones as well. But it's basically about a boy that seems to be afraid of everything, and he faces his fears one night and has a journey through the night with a big friendly creature called Dark, played by Paul Walter Hauser, who has a very deep voice. Sounds very much like Seth Rogen, but it's Paul Walter Hauser. And the kids liked it. So if they like it, I'm happy. So all good. So
No.
that's the only thing I've watched.
Well, I think the last time we spoke, I was on the last episode of what's it called?
One
Time.
day.
Yeah, that's right. I was on the last episode of One Day. So that's been put to bed.
Yeah, it was good, really good series. And I booed a lot during that series as well, right at the end. Anyway, yeah, TV series is, I think I've watched them all. I haven't got anything I'm binge watching at the moment, so I just haven't had time either. So yeah, but Spaceman is one of the films that we're reviewing today, and I got a quiz on, can you
Is
guess?
it about spacey type films?
Oh, it's not. It's about Adam Sandler.
Oh, okay.
It could have been, yeah, it could have been on Carey Mulligan. It could have been on horror films, spacey films. Could have been on all sorts, really. But no,
Wild
Adam
wildlife
Sandler,
wildlife
I thought he
films.
gets his debut. He gets his, he gets his moment.
Come on then.
Right. Question one. Adam Sandler's first role was playing Smitty on 80s to 90s hugely successful TV series about an African American family. Can you name the family show?
An African American TV series that's how he started.
First acting appearance. He did it for a couple of years, I think.
I don't know what Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I don't know. I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
The Cosby Show.
Really?
Yeah, he started on The Cosby Show.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. How many films has Adam Sandler starred with Drew Barrymore?
Oh man. I can only remember one of them. Can't remember what it's called. They're in Hawaii somewhere, and she has some memory loss or something, I think. But I know he's done at least two. Because you've asked that question, I'm assuming it might be more than two. So I'm just going to say three.
It's two. I
Oh!
can count anyway. I think it's only two that I could count. The Wedding Singer and 50 First Dates is the one that
There,
you were
50
thinking of,
First
I think.
Dates. Okay.
Yeah,
Damn
no,
it.
yeah.
Not doing very well here.
Adam Sandler played Dracula in which animated film? I think there's only one big film out there that's got
Oh,
Dracula in it.
okay. It's that Hotel Transylvania.
That's correct. Ding.
Yes.
Got one right. Very good. We have Adam has featured in a few sporty movies. Can you name any of them?
Yes. Oh, how many have I got to name?
Any of them. Just name
Oh,
one.
well, Happy Gilmore.
Yep, good. And
That'll
the other
do.
one I thought was Waterboy as
Oh,
well. That as well. In which more serious film does Adam play a gambling addicted and once successful gym dealer?
Uncut Gems.
Yeah, very
Two.
good.
I
There you
got two.
go.
I got two.
And now you got three.
Did
You can
I?
how to Hotel Transylvania, Happy Gilmore, and Uncut
Oh,
Gems.
that's right. I got the
There
last
you
three.
go.
Bit of a comeback. Bit of a comeback.
You did a comeback, yeah. So should we follow that? Should we talk about Spaceman, or do you want to talk about the oldie first?
No, listen, come on. We're on, and whilst we're on the
We're
subject,
in
let's go.
Spaceman.
Yeah.
Okay, this is one. I'll tee this up. It's directed by Johan Rennick, known for directing episodes of like The Walking Dead, Breaking Bad, Vikings, Chernobyl, and it's screenplay by Colby Day and based on a book by Yaroslav Kalfa called Spaceman of Bohemia. It stars Adam Sandler, Carey Mulligan, Paul Dano, Isabella Rossellini. I'm surprised to see in this as well. Conal Nayar, who you may recognize from The Big Bang Theory as well. Jacob and Lenka Prochaska, hopefully I pronounced the surname correctly, which Adam and Carey play. I know them well, obviously, you can call them by their first names. I'm married but apart. He's on a mission to take, I think he takes samples of Jupiter. This is what I thought it was anyway. And she's back on Earth. And we follow them after 6 months of being apart. Lenka is pregnant, quite heavily pregnant, and Jacob was on his space mission, and I would say he's pretty lonely. He looks absolutely shattered because they've got a problem in this quite a dated Czech spacecraft. The toilet makes a horrendous noise all the time, and he has to wake get up and sort it out, and then go back to sleep kind of scenario. But there seems to be a lot of friction between him and Lenka because they seem to not be getting on. They can talk to each other each day, however, she's becoming a bit more absent on that side. But whilst he's sleeping one day, he's woken up by the toilet again, and he discovers whilst he's fixing that, he discovers his kitchen cupboards are open and snacks flying all around and everywhere. And then he sees he's not alone. There's a large eight-legged creature that introduces himself, very kindly introduces himself to Jacob. And this creature has been studying him, apparently, and is curious about Jacob's emotional state as he becomes and later becomes, company for Jacob during the time where his marriage is on the rocks, really. It's 1 hour, 45 minutes. It's a fantasy, sci-fi, suspense, I would say. But I did feel very curious watching it all the way through. But I'd love to get what you think, Rob.
I don't know. I just don't know where to start with it. I didn't know too much about it. I always get quite excited when Adam Sandler does one of his dramatic roles and, Punch Drunk Love, Uncut Gems. I suppose this is his latest. I think I saw a bit of the trailer, so I knew obviously it was about a space mission and it seemed quite interesting and left field. I didn't know anything about the giant spider, the
Is it a spider though? It looks like a spider and an octopus at the same time.
Yeah, okay.
It's
All right.
more spiderish, but I don't like spiders, and it wasn't too horrible.
No, well, he was quite a polite
Friendly spider.
octa spider, whatever he was. He had about three or four eyes, didn't he?
Five, I counted.
Was it five? He got five eyes. I couldn't buy the spider. I couldn't get myself into this film for some reason. I'm normally quite good at suspending my disbelief if it's an engaging, dramatic film, but I couldn't get past it. And sadly, I was just totally disengaged from the moment I realized I can't take the talking octa spider seriously. It's not that the effects were bad or anything like that. And also, I found it a little bit bleak and depressing. It was almost like a study on his kind of guilt-ridden relationship, marriage that this creature was eking out of him. There was obviously flashbacks to different parts of the relationship as well with Lenka. Whenever we saw the scenes of Lenka back on Earth, yeah, obviously she wasn't happy. I found the whole thing just quite depressing and bleak, and I just couldn't engage. It was like, it was all just one step too far for me. And so I hate to say this, but I mean, I completely checked out. Some of the visuals were quite cool. And it was obviously very dreamlike and almost hallucinogenic at times. I mean, I was watching it at one point thinking, are we supposed to think that there's a possibility this creature's not real? It's in his head. It's something he's almost dreamt up because he needs, he's got no companion. He's in that fragile mental state, and what we're actually seeing isn't real. Could I then buy it? I still couldn't buy it. So I felt really almost a bit guilty that I couldn't go with it, and I probably couldn't even feel like I could critique it properly because I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah,
Which really,
I'm the
which
same.
are you the same? I was wondering what you might have thought, whether it was just me. I mean, I know I
It was yeah.
it seems like from what I had then seen top line reviews, I got the impression that, they were either poor, like I suppose, like I'm thinking, or if you happen to be able to engage in that particular thing, then there's something in it for you, and some critics liked it, but I couldn't get on with it.
Yeah, it was. I plodded along a bit. It was for me. It was a bit like Constellation, The Marriage Story, all rolled into one with a bit of ET thrown. Not ET really. ET's no, can't really bring ET into this at all. It's not on the same par. It
You think
was
you mean the creature element
character
to
just
it?
having a creep. Yeah. And I couldn't place which year it was in. Was it 80s or was it future? I mean, it just seemed very dated with all this Czech stuff. The ship seemed dated, the space center seemed dated until the end, obviously, where you get something a bit more modern that arrived. But it just seemed, yeah, I just felt it was, I found it very odd. And I was wondering at first, is this creature going to be scary or, but the fact that it was a nice friendly creature was all right. But then I kind of went, do you trust the creature as well at the same time? So yeah, it kind of led me down lots of different paths, which I suppose that's probably a good thing that it did that, because that's what's left me curious. What's next? What's happening next? So I found it watchable due to that reason. I don't know why Carey Mulligan signed up for this film.
I agree.
It's
I agree.
completely odd to for her to sign up for this film. So Adam Sandler, I guess he's looking for a more serious role again. But there was quite a few good stuff. Paul Dano played the character, I believe.
Yep.
And he's very strong character. So maybe the book was a huge success and that's what they're going on the back of. But it wasn't for me. It wasn't my cup of tea. But some of the shots were pretty. But how do we know that's what it looks like out there, to be honest? But the nice bit of Photoshop or whatever, After Effects was nice. And I just, yeah, I felt it was a bit depressing. A
Yeah.
bit depressing.
Yeah. I
And
mean
that's why
that,
I'm married. Story's a little bit depressing as well, obviously.
yeah.
So yeah.
I think you kind of touched on it there. It's supposed to make you think, isn't it? It's not like you should understand it is this study in isolation and loneliness and guilt, and it's that kind of film. It's supposed to intrigue you. But
But
and
why
it
did they not just take a Wilson or like have a volleyball on there or something like that? Instead of having a weird creature.
Yeah, I know. I know what you
How did the
mean. That
creature get on the ship?
would have helped, actually. That would have helped if there was a bit more. It would have helped for me if there was just a bit more humor or something upbeat. It's just to break up the navel gazing and too much. Just, oh God, this is all so bleak. And the
It's
director did Chernobyl, and so it look. It's not like it doesn't look great, but maybe you're right. Maybe there's something in the book that brought the cast to it. I mean, Sandler doesn't shy away from doing against type dramatic roles, and I was thinking at it. Okay, he's had hits and misses. when it comes to his dramatic roles, but he doesn't shy away from taking on something which might seem a bit odd, not quite. But for me, so I was like, okay, for me personally, this is just a miss. He'll get back to doing his usual comedies, and then there'll be another one that he does, probably in another, like, whatever, 4 or 5 years' time, and I'll watch that. And because I do like seeing him do these roles, because he is a good actor. If you put him in the right
Yes.
film, you wouldn't watch Uncut Gems thinking this is a wacky stand-up comedian type kind of character who does romantic comedies, would you? You just think, well, that was a good
No.
perfor that was just a good performance.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a patch on like The Martian. Obviously, he was lonely, Matt Damon's character in that.
Bit more
It's not a
entertainment in that,
patch on
wasn't
that.
there?
There was a lot more entertainment in that. And that's what, yeah, I agree. That's what we're missing. From a funny guy to a bit of sad, depressed guy, I think. But yeah. Anyway, what are you going to give it? If you really don't like it, you have to
Yeah,
go
I'm gonna
below
have to
six.
say I no, it's I would say, yeah, six. It's a six. I mean, I was just wondering whether it was actually a 5.5, but I'll give it a six for what it was maybe trying to do. It's gonna hook some people's imagination, just didn't hook me.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a six as well. I was debating whether to give it five. Six for, because I watched it because I was curious what was going to happen. Is this thing going to do anything nasty, really? You have to watch it. Go and watch it on Netflix. Make your own opinion of it. Anyway, Spaceman on Netflix right now. Blair Witch Project is next. That's yours. You can tee us up.
Yes, this won't take long. So this is the story of three film students, I think they are, in this some hick town region of America. And this particular town lives near a wood, and there are age-old stories going back years and years and years that in this wood there is a witch called the Blair Witch. And there have been periods in the history of this particular place where children have suddenly disappeared from the town, reports of strange, murderous things that have gone on up in this wood. These three film students, so I think it's one girl who basically is the one who's leading it. They want to make a documentary. And so she gets her friend, and her friend brings a mate of his along. And so there's three of them. So they've got a couple of cameras, a sound guy, and they start interviewing people in the village, and off they go into the woods. So this is 1999. So obviously they didn't have phones, so they are literally just going into this wood. They dump the car, they start strolling into this wood. She's got a map. They get lost. They end up getting all a bit stressed because they're lost. They set up camp, and yeah, slowly but surely, things go a bit AWOL. They start seeing creepy things in the woods, like these triangular stick structures,
Decorate, yeah.
some hanging from trees, some little things like collection of
They're
pebbles. And
pagan. Do you think they're
yeah, you're
pagan?
right, kind of pagan symbolism, I suppose. And then the map goes missing, and every time they camp at night, they hear strange things and they wake up and see strange
Ooh.
things. And yes, it will, as I say, and that's all there is to say on it. Obviously, it builds up to this big crescendo moment. I saw this when it first came out, and it did have an effect on me, as you can probably tell from when we discussed it at the end of the last podcast. I didn't like the ending at all, and it really lingered with me. And so I was slightly apprehensive about watching this, although at the same time, I was open to the fact that it could well just be a film that doesn't really age particularly well, or doesn't have the same effect, of course. And yeah, I watched it at night on my own, obviously in the comfort of my own home. And well, actually, before I talk about it, I'm going to pass it over to you. Tell me what you thought.
I know why you said that because I watched it during the day. You buried it very clearly at
Cheating,
night.
cheating.
Because I'm not very good with scary movies. When I watched this back in the day, just finished uni, I think, I was scared at the cinema. I think on the big screen and we're not knowing what's coming, I think it can be quite petrifying. However, watching it on a smaller screen, slightly more mature and older, knowing that if they had a phone and this wouldn't have happened in the first place, they would be fine. I think it was just a bit far-fetched, to be honest. And I was like, it's just a handycam movie. That's very American, isn't it? A video camera movie. But what I've been finding funny is that when you look at the actors in this, they obviously, the actors play the people in it. So Heather Donahue, was the Heather Donahue, the actor as well. And then you got Michael and Joshua as well, were off to the woods. And they're interviewing people on their journey and just finding out, you know, what had happened and what the myth was. And I think most people just wouldn't do that, would they? I suppose it's like people that chase tornadoes probably have got similar. There's a tornado, I'll go in and get that. Or, oh, there's a witch, I'll go and find out what that witch is like. I guess there's people out there that do like to do that.
They were only intending on camping the one night, I think,
Yeah, because
and
they lost the map.
because they lost the map. But
But it
I
was a prank. It was a prank thing to do. What, it's the stupid lad had lost the map. I
didn't.
thought at first it got stolen, but then, you know.
Turns out to be a prank. I didn't really buy that. I was a bit like
Why
you.
would you
Why
do that?
would you do that? Because they all just freak out pretty quickly and start arguing as soon as they realize that they're lost. And they keep going around in circles. And what I found slightly frustrating, it might just be the nature of the wood, because you never get a sense of how big this area is, to be fair, or even what type of wood it is. But there were quite a few occasions where I thought you could see sun coming in from areas that clearly might have just been a bit more cleared. Like if it was a thick, thick forest, even in that sunlight, there wouldn't have been as much sunlight I thought that was coming through. So I kept thinking, you've got to be able to get out of there. And she had a compass, right? I was thinking, surely if they knew where they were going, and obviously this wood was very well known, and I don't know if they, well, they live in the area, don't they? I think that's, well, I think some of them lived in the area. They would know whether the wood was like north of the village or the town, south of the town. And so if you've got a compass, surely you can get out of there. But then I don't know whether you're supposed to think, because it's all just a bit messed up, you know what, that's affected the compass or affected the, I don't know. I just thought watching it the second time round, surely you could have got out of there.
To be honest, I've only been in woods that are not really thick woods, like really big, deep woods. And actually, I can get properly lost in our local woods, which is a small wood. So I would probably get lost and go around in circles as well. And I was just getting frustrated with it. I didn't actually like any of the characters either. I don't think I, none of them kind of were likable. They're all a bit silly and whiny. And it just annoyed me a little bit. So yeah. I did find it a bit creepy, obviously, when those stones were sort of outside their tents after each night. One of them went missing at the start as well, and they were just looking for this for one of them. It was just start, is it a prank? Is that pranks or what? But I just felt it was anyone could have done this movie, really. And that's the big thing about it, wasn't it? It was a very low budget. Actually, how low budget was it? I'll look that
I
up
don't know,
now.
but I mean, it's an, what is it, an hour and 20 or an hour and, it's not long. And I must admit that, so there were elements of this that I did find quite chilling. So, you know, obviously the whole part of this is, it's not what you see, it's not, it's what you not, it's what you don't see. That's the whole point of it. When one of them goes missing, when they're trying to find him, or all I'll say is you hear him, and I didn't like that. That was quite, yeah, that was quite, I found that quite creepy just from how he sounded. And that's kind of towards the, you know, I suppose that's
Don't
towards,
recall that I
do you
played
not?
the ending back twice because I couldn't work out what had really happened, and now I've got a vision because I've got a very creative mind. Unfortunately, now I've got the vision of the person at the end standing there, but keep me awake at night now. But I had to play it back because I thought, well, what happened there? And then he just sort of stopped, and I was like, oh.
The ending, because I didn't realize this the first time I watched it. Watching it the second time round, one of the stories that one of the old guys tells before they leave to go
You're going to just freak me out now.
talks about what happened in this particular place in the woods, what happened to the people, how they were found.
Okay, I must have missed that. I switched off. Maybe it was like.
I don't know if you've got anything more to say on it. I agree, actually, that the characters were whiny, and they were whiny quite quickly. And sometimes I felt it was just slightly overdramatic. They
Yeah.
all kind of lost the plot very quickly and argued very quickly. And I wasn't sure whether it was kind of supposed to be like that, but that kind of annoyed
They
me.
didn't seem like proper true friends, did they?
No,
Either. You wouldn't go off
no.
to the woods with complete strangers, would you? Either. Very odd. Anyway, it cost 60,000 to make. and they got 248 million off the back of this.
Wow. No wonder
So,
there's been so, 'cause there's been so many films made off the back of this as part of like the
yeah,
franchise.
exactly. And they did probably a more recent one, probably using mobile phones. I would have
Yeah.
thought more latest technology, but I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to watch the newer one,
No, I'm not
which
going
I
to
think was
bother.
in like 2016. I think there
No,
was
because
another one
I
which.
think if there was any newer version of this, I think it would freak me out. Because the only saving
Yeah.
grace about this film is it's what you don't see, thankfully.
Yeah. Did you get a WhatsApp from me as well in the woods?
What are you talking about?
Did you not see it? You haven't seen it. Go back, have a look.
What's this?
A
What's it?
one-on-one message from me. I sent you a video.
You sent me a.
You missed it. You were supposed to watch that before the film.
I can't believe it. You know what it is? It's because as part of that message, you sent a photo of Willow all curled up or looking quite a little bit scared, as it were, on the sofa, saying Willow after watching Blair Witch with me. I saw that, but I didn't see the bit that came before it.
Go on, you have to explain the
Well, there's a
video.
WhatsApp here from
Yeah, have
Sarah
you
that was
watched it?
sent.
Play it, play it. You're gonna
Hang
have
on,
to
let's
play
see.
it.
Robert. It's all right, just in a walk, see? Nothing to worry about. See you later.
Oh, that's Sarah up in our local woods trying to freak me out, clearly, before I
Yes, in
watched
the
the film.
woods. On
Luckily,
a walk.
broad daylight.
Yes, it wouldn't be at night time.
Oh,
I would never be
God.
not seeing me in the woods at night time.
Ah,
Anyway,
dear.
I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 10.
Wow. Okay,
I just felt
wow.
it was, I know, I just felt
That's
it
your
was,
lowest score. That's your lowest score ever.
I know, but I just felt it was just like a video cam thing.
I'm gonna give it 6.5 because there were little bits in it that did freak me out.
Okay, good. So the new film for this week or this fortnight is
June 2.
June 2, which is out at cinemas already. So we're a little bit later reviewing it. However, we think it's worth the review, don't we?
It's obviously been getting very, very good reviews, this, to the point where I think I'm actually watching it tomorrow. And if
Ooh.
I have time, because obviously they're long films, I was tempted to watch the first one again tonight in preparation. I've got onto IMDb, 9 out of 10.
Ooh,
Now,
so it could
for
be better than the first one. It might
well,
be one
they
of those
that's exactly
films that's
it.
better than the first one.
That's exactly right. And apparently, some people have compared it to Empire Strikes Back. In the fact that it's, obviously that was famous for being like, one of the best sequels ever made. This apparently they say is, does the same kind of job. I mean, 9 out of 10 on IMDb is something else. Like
That's very
normally,
good.
yeah. So anyway, it's going to be June 2, as Sarah says, it's out in the cinemas, just released in the cinemas. The first one is on Netflix. Forgive me if I don't pronounce all this properly. I'm not big on my whole Dune mythology. Paul Atreides unites with Chennai and the Fremen while seeking revenge against the conspirators who destroyed his family. And again, apologies if I pronounce any of that wrong. So that's going to be The Newbie, of course, directed by Denis Villeneuve, Timothée Chalamet, fresh off Wonka, Zendaya, Rebecca Ferguson, Javier Bardem, Josh Brolin, Austin Butler, Florence Pugh, David Bautista. What a cast. That's incredible. Christopher Walken, Stellan Skarsgård. Wow. I didn't realize it had such a big cast in this. So anyway,
That's
that's
amazing.
going to be The Newbie. And
And
the
the oldie is
oldie
off
is
my
off
list.
your list, correct. So let me.
No more horror. We have something nice and uplifting, maybe.
Okay.
No, I know I chose horror last
Well, do
time.
you know
The
what?
reason why I chose it was because I've been watching quite a lot of thrillers and I was getting into them at the time.
I need some comedy after all of that.
Comedy. Oh
Yeah.
gosh. I have 12.
I will go with number 10.
Number 10 is Fighting With My Family.
Ah.
Have you seen it? It's got
Oh.
Dwayne Johnson,
Yeah.
Lena Headley, Vince Vaughn, Florence Pugh in her early days as well. And it's a Stephen Merchant film. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, no, I do remember watching this. A former wrestler and his family make a living performing at small venues around the country while the kids dream of joining World Wrestling Entertainment, otherwise known as WWE. Yeah, I do remember watching this.
Florence Pugh as the wrestler as
Florence
well.
Pugh as a wrestler, and Nick Frost, Jack Loudon
Jack Loudon,
as
yes,
the
that's what I was
brother
trying to work out. Yeah, the brother, yeah,
as
Jack
the
Loudon, he's
brother.
great, and he's in Slow Horses
Yeah.
in the at the moment.
No, this is I've got very fond memories of watching this film. I remember it being very good fun. So that is a cracker.
Writing with My Family is currently streaming on, ooh, Filmbox. That's a new subscription. I don't know what that's on actually. So, but it's rental buy, I'm afraid, for most online channels.
Okay.
But do, you know, go and have a look, because you might find that it's available when you want to watch it.
I would say this is a very good family film,
Bit of
this one.
swearing in it, isn't there? There could be a bit of swearing in it, but yes,
There's a bit
it's
of
a
a
good film.
just yeah, there'll probably be some swearing in it, but on the whole, I think it's pretty wholesome stuff. Right, well, so Fighting With My Family and the epic that is Dune 2, two very different films, as is often the way. Right, well, that's a wrap.
I would say it's probably our lowest scoring
Oh, you're right,
for
without a
films
doubt,
this week.
without a doubt.
So, you know, we throw them in there. We throw some good ones in, but you know, sometimes on our own list, it's ones that we remembered when we were younger, and when you rewatch them,
Not the
it
same.
gives we've got a completely different perspective, and that's the beauty of films. You've got to be in, you could be in certain moods, certain time in your life, and the whole thing could turn it
Yeah,
on its head.
like absolutely right. And that's a classic example. There's been a
And
few
it's
like that.
effortless, though. It's a bit effortless than what reading a book, though, as well, because some people read books a couple of times, don't they? And not many people. I don't think many people read books several times, though, do they? But it's but films are a little bit different because it's less time consuming, you know, start to end. Just having that different emotions watching the film at different times is interesting. But yeah, I'm looking forward to hopefully, yeah, got some good potentially some good scoring coming up for the next one.
Absolutely. Good stuff. All right. Well, look, enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening. Another, you're
Packing. I'm
packing. You've
off
got
to
another.
Barcelona
Oh, well, very nice.
just for a night. I don't get to see Barcelona. I'll get to see a hotel, a few people, and learn a few things, and then I'll fly back.
As is often the way, I
Yeah.
met Willow on Friday night, which was very,
Did you know?
and our local
Whilst I
pop-up
was
pub.
running around
Absolutely, which is very
football.
nice to see him. So that
See
was very
her. See
cool.
her. See her.
Sorry, see her. I always do this. Every single pet, as
Is a
far as
he,
I'm
is
concerned, is a he.
it?
You know, I default every single dog. It doesn't even matter what the name is. I always think it's a he. So apologies,
My
Willow.
mum does the same, actually. She calls every a girl's name. She always thinks she. So says she
Oh, I'm the
to the
opposite.
cat. Bizarre. It's a he. We got because we got a very old cat, and potentially could be the oldest cat in the village.
I thought you saw.
Seriously,
I was wondering
the
where you were
oldest
going. I
cat
was
in the
wondering where
village.
you were going with that. The
No,
oldest
the
cat in the
oldest cat in the
village.
village is he's 22. In April.
Wow, that is a hell of an innings.
I know we might put it out there on our community web social thing. So, are there any other cats that are older than 22 in the village?
You should contact our local magazine to see. I think
This is the oldest cat.
they would do an article on that. Seriously,
But what if
that's
it comes
big
out and he's
news.
died or something? I'm not,
Oh,
but
no,
you know.
don't think like that. I think it's a conversation that's worth having. Surely you're
His name,
intrigued to know
yeah.
whether I was going to say he. It's obviously he.
It is a he, isn't
Oh, I got
he?
it
And we
right.
call him
Okay.
Fatty. He's not very fatty anymore.
Oh, okay. It's a bit harsh, but
No, he used to be called Switch because he's a bit skitsy. And when I moved in with my husband, they had two cats, and he said, I'll just call them Fatty and Skinny because one was much slimmer than the other.
Okay.
So he was fat, he's fatty, but he's now looking fairly skinny and bony now, to be honest. So
Oh,
I can't really
wow.
call him bony.
No, it's not
Bit
quite
mean, isn't
the
it?
same.
No, it's lovely fatty, so
Oh.
he's all still very affectionate. It's a light bit of dementia. He wants to tee at certain times and makes it known.
Oh. Oh, that's
And he's
pretty
lost his
cool.
meow. He lost his meow when he had a little seizure. So
Oh, no.
he mouths the meow, but nothing comes
Oh
out.
no, that's
I know, it's
tragic.
tragic, isn't it?
Oh,
Bless him.
crikey.
Our poor old cat.
Oh,
And Willow
what's
does get on with him as well now.
good?
He,
That's what I
they,
was
he,
going to
she used to
ask.
chase him around, but and he can leg it. A 21-year-old cat, he can leg it up the stairs much faster than me, anyway.
When he's running for his life, then he can get a
That's
pace on.
true. That's true. Yeah. Anyway, that's all my
Right.
pet stories. Right, on that note, I'll go and snuggle up to one of them probably.
Good stuff. All right, well, look, have a great time in Barcelona, and we will catch up very soon.
Will do.
All
Brilliant. Sounds
righty.
great. Thanks, Rob.
Bye.
Thanks, listeners. Bye.